You're listening to 84, where I discuss concepts that will help entrepreneurs at B2B startups run effective marketing campaigns that will help your company grow. In this episode, I talk about the importance of new mediums of marketing and how you can use video marketing to stand out in a crowded LinkedIn advertising space. All right, welcome to another episode of AD4, where I talk about principles and ideas that help B2B startup marketers build effective marketing campaigns that grow their businesses. We are back to recording episodes while I am driving because the inspiration struck today for me to do that. So hopefully the audio quality isn't horrific. And today what I wanted to talk about is I wanted to talk about video marketing and why I think it's really important that all B2B startup marketers, especially content marketers, get comfortable with video marketing as well as audio marketing. But really, you need to be able to produce content in a multitude of formats. You should be able to write emails, blogs, social media posts, one-pagers, slide decks. You need to be able to make videos. You need to be able to do webinars, appear on talk shows, and give interviews. You need to be able to create landing pages, right? And you need to be able to do podcasts. Once you have those content production skills, you're gonna be a much more effective B2B startup marketer. Without those skills, you're just not going to be able to produce enough content at scale and have it stand out from your competitors to really build brand, build attention in the marketplace, and build conversions. So one thing that every single B2B brand does right now is they create ebooks, they put them behind a form on a landing page, and then they advertise those ebooks with pictures on LinkedIn. And as a B2B startup marketer myself that gets advertisements from companies that promote ebooks about marketing, of course, I am totally sick of seeing ebook ads. I never click on ebook ads anymore. I have no interest in reading an ebook. I haven't read an ebook in probably a year and a half, maybe even 2 years. In fact, I can't name a single ebook that I've downloaded and read from a company where it's made me go, wow, that was a fascinating ebook. I really learned something from there. Thank you, company name. I will remember you forever, or I will remember you in a good way. You know, it's always ended in someone spamming my email address, me downloading the ebook and never reading it, right? Most of the times that's what happens. So instead, what you want to do, and what I've been testing on LinkedIn, is video marketing, right? And in the video marketing model, instead of writing an entire ebook, you take a concept from the ebook and you teach it to your audience directly in their feed on LinkedIn. And instead of looking for the conversion to email right there, you're instead investing in the watch time. And what I've seen, which is shocking, as I've been marketing to a high level audience at really, really big companies, we're talking companies with hundreds of millions, if not billions of dollars in revenue in some cases. These are the largest companies in the world. And I'm seeing that CEOs, C-level executives, high-level audiences are actually listening to the entire video. 35% of my audience that is director level and up is actually listening and completing the entire LinkedIn video, and the video is 3 minutes long. So it flies in the face of the traditionally held view about video marketing that it's gotta be a minute long. So just like we had this debate in content marketing and blogging about short form articles versus long form articles, and in the long run, 10 years later, long form articles are what kill it. They're what win. They're what convert. They're what produce SEO value. They're what produce brand, right? And just like that, right now we have this whole debate about 1 minute videos or longer than 1 minute videos. And I am in the longer than 1 minute videos camp. And that is because I am in the value camp and the storytelling camp. So if you have the right story that's creating value, that's educating your market, you can make a 10 minute video and people will watch it. Take, for example, a webinar, right? A webinar is often an hour long, and the webinars we've produced at Maya, for example, they have extremely good retention rates, and on top of that, they have extremely good conversion rates into sales opportunities post-webinar. And there's a concept there that I've been thinking about, and that concept is engagement and momentum. So what you can achieve with video marketing that you can't achieve with ebooks is you can achieve engagement and momentum, and that is really, really important in creating a faster sales cycle. So imagine this, you have three videos and you're delivering them to someone and they've consumed all three of them. Perhaps you've even told them to go to a landing page where then you've upsold them on engagement with another video that's going to a video training. They have signed up for the training, watched the entire training, now you have their email address. At this point, they have taken 7 or 8 actions to move towards your brand, to move towards engaging with you. They've spent probably about an hour spread across all the videos you've watched and all the things that you've done with them, with you learning about you, learning about the value you can provide them, and they are engaged, they are bought in, right? And one of the principles that human beings use to guide their actions is the principle of consistency or congruency. So a person always wants to be congruent with their past actions and with their conceptualization of themselves. So if someone has conceptualized that, hey, you know, this is valuable, I want to keep watching this, I'm going to keep watching this, and that I have kept watching this because it's valuable, now your brand and your message has created a value concept, if you will, in their mind, and they've associated your brand with value in that specific space that you're operating in. And that's really important, because when you combine that with momentum and fresh content, you're going to build a highly converting campaign, and that's, you know, a highly converting campaign, putting aside really good content, it has to create engagement. And doing things that your competitors aren't willing to do, like go on video and run video ads right now instead of running the same old ebook landing page, tired, you know, that's a beat up dead horse at this point. I can't believe people still do it. But instead of doing that, if you actually go out, do something else, try to create value, make your brand stand out, I really believe that's how you're gonna win, that's how you're gonna capture attention, and that's how you're gonna build audience in the next 5 to 10 years.